I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Keith Hankins as he shares the journey to become innkeepers in Brenham, Texas, with his artist wife, Susie. The couple purchased two historic places, the classic Main Street house built in 1920 and the historic Ant Street Inn in the heart of Old Town Brenham. Keith traded in his hat as a healthcare administrator, while Susie continued her career as an artist when they decided to relocate to Brenham from St. Louis, Missouri to start the next chapter of their lives as innkeepers in Brenham. Come along and join Keith to discover the rest of the story.
My name is Keith Hankins, and my wife Susie and I own the Ant Street Inn and Main Street House here in Brenham, Texas. We're sitting in the Main Street House. Grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm not originally from Texas. I'm a naturalized Texan. My wife is a native Texan.
Where did you grow up as a kid?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, and we moved around a little bit when I was a kid. We finally made it to Texas when I was 12.
How did you end up here in Brenham?
An interesting question. We were living in St. Louis, Missouri at the time, and my wife and I knew that we were going to come back to Texas eventually when we moved up to St. Louis. We promised ourselves we'd be there at least 6 years because that would allow our youngest to graduate from high school. We had been there about 4.5 years, and I said, okay, Suze, I'm ready to go back to Texas.
What sort of work were you guys doing at the time?
I was in healthcare administration and management. My wife was a stay-at-home mom. The quintessential stay-at-home mom who was never at home. She was always out volunteering somewhere, church or library or school. But when I told her, I'm ready to go back to Texas, she said, well, we'll be empty nesters when we go back. I said, yeah, so? She said, you want to keep doing what we're doing? I said, no, but nobody's going to pay me what I make now to do something different. And she said, well, when we go back to Texas, I'm not just going to sit around the house. And I don't want to just go get a job. So if we go back to Texas, let's make our dream come true. Let's buy a bed and breakfast.
Something you guys had dreamed about.
It is, yes. I have to remind myself every now and then that, yes, I am living the dream. But we knew very early in our marriage we wanted to own and operate a business together, but we didn't know what. It took us a while to figure out, yeah, we could do a bed and breakfast. So when the time came, we had two criteria. Number one, it had to be in Texas, and number two, it had to support both of us. We didn't want a situation where one of us would have to go and get an outside job to make this other thing float.
So Brenham wasn't on the pre-targeted list. It just kind of happened then.
Correct. We were looking all over the state, and back then, the Texas State Comptroller's Office published a lot of information if you paid the hotel occupancy tax. So I could sit in my basement in St. Louis and Google bed and breakfast for sale in Texas, get this list, and then go over to the comptroller's office and see how they were doing.
Reality check.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of a finance geek, number cruncher guy, and I figured out pretty quickly that a bed and breakfast like the Main Street House with four or five, or if you were lucky, even seven rooms, wasn't going to make it for us. So what was interesting, though, is on the very first search, at the very top of the page, was this thing in Brenham, Texas called the Ant Street Inn. I looked at the website and I thought, wow, that's big. Wow, that's beautiful. Wow, that's expensive. Move on.
Never mind.
But as weeks turned into months and my wife became more and more upset with me because I hadn't found anything yet, and I said, look, I'm not going to buy something that I know on day one isn't going to meet our two criteria. So I said, okay, let's look at this thing called the Ant Street Inn. Okay, so this was like the first quarter of 2011. The comptroller's information was about 6 months behind. So I could see the first half of 2010, and then I could go back as far as I wanted to go back. You know, remember this thing in 2008, 2009 called the recession? For a lot of people, that was just a horrific period of time, but not for the Ant Street Inn and not for the city of Brenham.
How do you explain that?
Well, it's purely anecdotal, speculative on my part, but I think what it is that people still needed to get away. And instead of going to Mexico or the Bahamas or Europe, let's go to Brenham. Because Brenham's sales taxes during that period of time, very stable if not growing, and the Ant Street Inn, their finances were in great shape through that whole period. So we said, well, let's go take a look at that thing called the Ant Street Inn in Brenham.
How many rooms?
It has 15 guest rooms. It also has a 4,000 square foot ballroom, and there's a restaurant on property. Beautiful gardens where weddings and other parties and corporate events can occur. So there was a lot to it.
Revenue centers more than just room night.
Correct. There were several revenue streams that made it very viable. In fact, we visited the first time in May of 2011, and the owners, Pam and Tommy Traylor, were just so helpful, so informative. So we took all that information and went home, and I wrote a business plan. It took about 8 weeks to write a business plan. And then I started playing with the numbers, and I bet I ran 100 models, easy. And I finally got comfortable with the numbers, and I called Susie down to the basement one night in September. I said, if we could get it for X or less, it'll work.
Was that combined with the model here on Main Street?
No, sir.
Total standalone then?
Yes, sir. For Ant Street Inn, it's all a standalone thing. We didn't start thinking about buying another property or expanding. Let me use that word, expansion. Until the city was very interested in a property down the street. If you haven't seen yet, you're going to, I'm sure. The Arnhill Center at Historic Simon Theater, otherwise known by Brenhamites as the Simon. And there was a not-for-profit organization that had been put together to bring that thing out of the mothballs. It was very wonderfully renovated. They spent a lot of time and money getting it back in shape, and it is in shape. It's beautiful. They did such a fantastic job. And then this not-for-profit organization, I think they donated it to the city, and the city now runs it. And it's got a gorgeous ballroom. It's got like a 325-seat theater that was originally for movies and vaudeville because it was opened in 1925. Wow. And then there's a couple of meeting spaces there as well. So
you're talking about that because that dovetails back here to Main Street?
Correct. We thought if they're building that or renovating that and they want to use that as a conference center, there's a need for more beds in downtown. And we could not expand the Ant Street Inn. It was enclosed. So we said, well, let's look at another property then. And we want it to be close by. And here we are at Main Street House, about a quarter mile away. So we've owned the Ant Street Inn for about 13 years and the Main Street House for 8 years.
And were both properties in fairly good condition, or did you have to do a lot of renovation and upgrading?
We didn't do a lot of renovation at either one. At the Ant Street Inn, we have remodeled five of the 15 bathrooms. You know, we've changed some color schemes some, but of course we kept with period colors.
Bones were good on both.
Oh, the bones were great on both. Mm-hmm. This house, the Main Street house, come to find out, was a bed and breakfast in a previous life. When we bought it, it was a private home and had been for about 5 years. But prior to that, it was a bed and breakfast. So we didn't have to do heavy lifting here. So all the bathrooms were already installed. But we did do quite a bit of updating in that we closed off a lot of doors. Mm-hmm. There were doors that didn't lead anywhere. Because if you're going to take an old home and turn it into a bed and breakfast and you want each of the rooms to have their own bathroom, the only space you can do to make that happen is the closets. So they would take the closets from two rooms and give a bathroom to one room, but they left the doors. And when you open up the door, there was either a wall or a mirror. So it just didn't feel right. So we closed up 11 doors when we took the property. My wife completely remodeled, redesigned the kitchen. And Susie did all of the design work inside, and it was brilliant the way she did it. She took a work of art, hung it on the wall, and then built the room around the artwork.
This is a bed and breakfast.
Yes.
How much is the breakfast a part of the allure and the draw?
Well, I'd like to say half, you know, because it is bed and okay. breakfast. Some guests love breakfast. Some guests would rather sleep through. And when we first got into the industry, we attended some seminars for aspiring innkeepers. And oftentimes we would hear these innkeepers that would be so upset at their guests because they didn't come down to breakfast. You know, I'd spent all this time and energy making breakfast. And
they weren't on time.
Exactly. Yeah. But what Susie and I have discovered in our experience, if you have created an environment that is so comfortable and so relaxing for your guest that they would rather sleep through an awesome breakfast, you have achieved the absolute goal. That is the goal.
Let's jump back to Ant Street Inn, only because of time limitation.
Sure.
Is Ann Street Inn head and beds only, or is there breakfast too?
Breakfast is included there too, but it's served in a restaurant. The restaurant, we own the real estate, but we lease the restaurant, so we don't own it. But part of their lease agreement is they would provide breakfast for our guests.
Mixed continental or a full breakfast?
Oh, it's a full breakfast, order off a menu.
ADR, average daily rate, at the Ann Street Inn?
Ann Street Inn, we're around between 210 and 215, depending on the month. Here, we're probably closer to 190.
And is there an off-season, say a budget traveler looking for a time where they can afford to come?
Yes. For us, our off-season is our summertime, because we do not allow children under the age of 12 as overnight guests. And we're really not set up to accommodate families. Because we don't allow children as overnight guests, our summer times are slow because people are, you know, traveling together.
Family travel.
Yeah. So if you're a couple that want to get away, that have maybe grandma and grandpa close by, that we find is everybody's a winner there, because grandma and grandpa get the kids for a little while, the kids get grandma and grandpa for a little while, and mom and dad get a few days away.
To learn more about your world, where would you take us? Website, social media?
Our website's antstreetinn.com and then mainstreethouse.com. And Main Street is mainstheouse.com. So the word street is abbreviated. Ant Street Inn is all spelled out. We are on social media, mostly on Instagram and Facebook. My wife also has a really nice Pinterest page. My name is Keith Hankins, and my wife is Susie.
Thank you so much. This is great. I'm glad you were home. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Main Street House in Brenham, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Hank First, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash once walked the line. Shiny boots, it's Saturday night. You'll swear Bob Wills is still alive. The German folks still love to sing the cherry spring swing.